Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Well, last Friday, we told you that the deadline is now up. Or actually, it will be up tonight. The exclusive negotiating window with the NBA, ESPN, and TNT, its current partners. And when we were talking about this last week, the entry of a streaming partner was offered. And there's a few more details that have come out in what the NBA is looking for, according to The Athletic. Remember, one of the things that our dear old buddy Jim Delaney had
the East
when they negotiated the last round, not this one, the one that we're going to be under, but the one that just expired, round of TV contracts, was he made it a shorter term because of the changing landscape. He didn't want to lock the Big Ten into a 10-year deal because, well, things are going to be changing, and heck, we could get back out on the open market and make even more money.
Shout out Jim. He was spot on for that.
But very interesting that, according to The Athletic, he says, or he, Andrew Marchand, says the league would actually like their contracts for 10 years or longer. So they're going back to the, we want a longer term deal.
You know why I think that is? I think they're worried about the popularity of their sport continuing to drop. And I think they want to lock in the amount of money, even though inflation will do what it usually does. I think they want that guaranteed cash. I don't think they want to shorten it up. The viewership's down. Everything with the league is down. It's like the one league. Everything else is going up. Everything else. Women's basketball, NFL, college football. You know what hasn't done that? The NBA. I think they want to lock in as much money as possible for as long as possible. That's
well, according to the Marchand article, because of an array of companies in the marketplace, which the NBA believes may shrink as streaming continues to replace cable. So what they're saying is, what they're banking on is, well, the number of interested buyers may be gone here in a few years as streamers gobble up other streamers, or networks gobble up other networks or other streamers. And so just the sheer pool of possible candidates. Like, for example, right now you've got four major television networks, plus you've got Amazon, Apple, Netflix, you know, and then
throw in Turner, who has them right now.
And then throw in other, you know, streaming services that might be owned by the same company,
like,
but
Peacock.
Like Peacock, like Paramount.
Yeah.
Where you could put games on the streamer but not on the linear network. Well, according to Andrew Marchand, there will be at least three separate packages for NBA games. Right now there's two. So the third would almost seem to be locked into at least one streaming service. And it seems like Amazon is what the NBA is looking for. They've got a huge reach. They've already got an established sports brand with Thursday Night Football. And Amazon, and you know, wants to continue to build that sports brand. Also, NBC isn't interested in getting back in the game.
Yes.
Whether it's on their network or on their Peacock app or both.
Yeah, and you figure with them, so you just mentioned Thursday Night Football with Amazon, so in theory they could slide right in and take a Thursday Night package out of Turner's hands maybe. With NBC, I think, okay, well, it's post-NFL season. They're used to putting sports on Sunday night. There's like a Sunday Night Basketball package that suddenly involved, whether it's with Peacock or with NBC.
Here's the paragraph that I found most interesting. The notion that a pure streamer like Amazon could have significant games, including conference finals and perhaps even the NBA finals at some point over the life of a long-term deal, is a possibility, according to executives briefed on the NBA's discussions. So in order for Amazon to get Amazon to play ball, the NBA may be willing to move its most valued properties,
the last series of the whole season,
to a stream-only service.
And that would be
no over-the-air network.
You know, we talked last week when we were discussing this story about how things have changed, and we've gotten used to, you know, bigger games. Certainly Thursday Night Football is on a streamer. There was an NFL playoff game, famously. People had lost their limbs for Peacock, and that happened. This, though, would be like NBA Finals aren't going to get bigger numbers than a Thursday night or even a, you know, NFL playoff game. But that, I mean, you want to talk about the biggest event that would ever be on a streaming service, NBA Finals games would be the biggest event. Like, that would be, I mean, a true step for...
Well, biggest event in terms of prestige, though, you know, the audience
viewership.
The audience for a NFL playoff game is still larger than...
Yeah, but like you said, in
most
terms of
NBA Finals
in
games.
Terms of prestige, in terms of what it means for that sport, you know, I mean, it's only been a decade or so since championships have moved to cable. You know, whether it's college football, which is, again, going back to over the air soon. College basketball, that's a recent phenomenon where you have championship games on TBS. And a lot of these sports are like wanting to move back to over the air because they're going to guarantee a large audience. Again, this tells me that the NBA is okay with losing that if it means more money so they can lock in the revenue versus the audience. Because I think that they are guessing that their audience is taking a hit regardless. So why not take the extra cash along the way?
Well, it's also a sport that has always done better with younger fans than older fans, and younger fans are more in tune with being on streaming services.
But I would ask this, like, so you're right, you're not wrong. Is that more watching highlights on Instagram or TikTok or Twitter versus like having an Amazon Prime subscription? Because I would say it's more of the former.
Probably.
You know, so like, is that play ultimately going to work? In terms of the young audiences, I would almost guess no. But, you know.
Maybe.
It's a subscription. You know, it's not.
But a lot of young people do order a lot of stuff off of Amazon. I'm just saying that the heart failure that folks were having when the Chiefs game got moved to Amazon, or when the Husker game got moved to, you know, Peacock, might not be as strong because the NBA audience skewers so young. It's like, oh, okay, whatever.
This is the next logical step.
Right.
KD says, the NBA cannot put their finals on a streaming service. That's a nail in the coffin for non-diehard fan interest. I watch because it's on, but I won't watch it if I have to sign up for another streaming service. Yeah, what's the amount of diehard fans, and how many casual fans do you get because it's June and it's something to watch, you know? And then obviously certain years are going to have bigger storylines, whether it's a bigger brand like the Celtics or the Lakers, or a player like LeBron or Steph Curry. And we're moving into a post-LeBron and Steph Curry world very, very soon.
The Athletic has done another one of its anonymous surveys of NBA players where they talked about a variety of league subjects, including who is the greatest player of all time.
Okay, I saw this graphic. I didn't know that that's what it was. I saw this graphic this weekend.
The greatest player of all time. So this is what the anonymous survey, these are actual NBA players. They got them all to answer these questions anonymously.
Do we know the number of players?
In this vote, it was 133.
Ooh, can I make a guess?
Does today's NBA player think the greatest NBA player of all time is?
Yao Ming.
No, it's not Yao.
They do not think it's Yao Ming.
No.
Were you being serious?
No.
Okay.
That's a player I know. New.
Okay, interesting.
Who won?
He was in Got Milk commercials.
Yeah, Michael won.
But not by much. 45.9% to LeBron, 42.1. So the
recency bias.
I think LeBron. He thinks this is what's going to happen either next year or the year after that. If the Athletic keeps cranking these out on
LeBron
the regular.
LeBron will be the new GOAT.
LeBron will be the new GOAT.
Mm.
At least according to today's NBA players.
Yeah, but those are Gen Zers. What do Gen Zers know about the history of the NBA?
Well, they obviously know enough to be wise enough that somebody voted Paul Pierce.
See, exactly. These guys are idiots.
Somebody voted
Paul Pierce. Nick? He's not even the best Celtic ever.
Paul Pierce got as many votes as Magic Johnson and Steph Curry.
He's not even the second best Celtic ever.
Is Larry Bird the best Celtic ever?
Bill Russell. He won 11 championships.
Yeah, that's hard to argue.
It's a different era, but he won a lot of championships.
Yeah, he was a great player.
Yeah, but yeah, it's him and then Larry. Mm. It's not Paul Pierce. And certainly Paul Pierce is not the GOAT. that player should get kicked out of the NBA.
Well, there's already investigating people already trying to figure out who voted for Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
They just want to talk.
Remove his
By the way, Paul Pierce did not participate because he's not a current active
player. That's true. He's been retired for a while. He was solid. He was never the best player of his own era.
No.
He wasn't the best player on the Celtics when they won their championship. Their only championship in my lifetime, by the way. People forget that they have won one title since 1988. Tough look.
Oh, we have 17 banners.
Yeah, 11 of them happened back before 1974 or whatever it was.
Nick, how many Cowboys Super Bowls have happened in your lifetime?
Nick is like 10 years old. This doesn't count. So
I was born in 1997.
Mm.
Wow. That would be zero.
Mm. Yeah, well.
I'm almost 27, Josh.
Yeah, you're a tiny baby. Why did you have to do this, John? Why?
Because you defamed the good name of the Boston Celtics.
You hated the Celtics when you were growing up. You were a Lakers guy.
I did.
Mm. Danielle says, winning isn't the only stat that matters, but I vote for someone who didn't poop his pants when the pressure was on. Yeah, Paul Pierce, Nick, pretended to be hurt when he actually had pooped himself. Then he got carried off the floor.
I mean, what else are you going to do if you poop yourself?
You know, it's
don't poop yourself in the NBA Finals.
It's interesting that you mentioned that because they also asked the question of these same anonymous NBA. No.
Paul Pierce, but all of the votes.
I hope you poop yourself at a marathon one day. Then you're going to have to be like, I'm hurt.
Nick,
I have to go.
Jeez, I run one in 6 days.
Well, don't poop yourself.
I won't.
Apparently it's easy.
They also asked, who is your favorite athlete non-NBA? Just favorite athlete, non-NBA. Do you know who won?
I don't. I'll guess it's Patrick Mahomes.
Yao Ming.
It's somebody who had to leave a game for a spell recently, who we all theorized had to poop.
Lamar Jackson. Yeah, that was COVID, I think. Nick, this was really fun. He just suddenly ran, and then he was back. And he was like, oh, it's hurt. Nah, he pooped.
I think it was... Wasn't it 2 years ago?
Was it?
I thought it was two years ago on a Monday night.
This last weekend,
I thought
they were doing they're at Jonesboro. It was a disc golf or Nashville. They were at Nashville, and a guy threw a really good shot off the tee, and then the second it landed, he went to the porta potty that was right behind the tee pad.
December 15th, 2020.
Oh, it was during COVID. Mm-hmm. God, for some reason, I thought it was not.
Oh, man, I have the cramps. No, and yeah, get out of the way. Get out of the way.
I got to poop.
That's gotten to... You got to poop.
Sometimes you got to poop.
Sometimes you do got to poop.
It's not good to hold it in.
By the way, shout out to Michael Sevier, going back to our pregnancy discussion a little bit earlier, wanting to put a bow on that.
Yep.
A book titled, It's Really 10 Months, The Glow of Pregnancy and Other Blatant Lies. Big Science wants to convince you that it's 9 months. No. It can't be 9 months, because 9 times 4 is 36.
Again, there are many people who are born before that.
That's early.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's 40 weeks.
Or there are people born after that.
That's definitely 10 months.
It evens out.
I'm glad Josh is studying these things.
I realized it when I was a teenager. Like, huh, I know how to do math. There's 4 weeks in a month, plus give or take a few days.
Why are you doing math you're never going to use?
What do you mean?
Was this on the back of the sheet that you wrote, me plus you equals nighttime fun?
Great question.
Was this the math you did on the other side?
Me plus you equals nighttime fun.
Tremendous question.
The Mega Blue Bloods.
Old Bloods.
The new Bronco uniforms.
Ugh.
And Greg Sankey holding grudges.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of stuff.
In the happy... Oh, and Blue Milk.
No, not again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Not hell yeah.
It's all coming up in the happy hour, 1620 The Zone.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.